line that I've included in the description.
It is important I can stay.
I don't want to stay. I don't want to stay, Abby.
Is it, if it's,
no, 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 no.
Okay. All right. Sorry, I'm. Yeah, I know we have to. We're on a tight schedule here because there's a lineup, I guess. So they told me I have about 45 minutes, so we'll try to keep it to that. Not so easy. But I thought at least we could speak about one aspect of the upcoming Yom Kippur. Notice I didn't say Chag or Moed or Yom Tov. The upcoming Yom Kippur, we like to call it Yom Kippur because that's part of the Kedushas Hayom of what it is, as we'll explain, is that it is singular and unique, and it might look like Shabbos Shabboson, might look like a Yom Tov in some respects, like a Moed. It's in Parshas HaMoedim, but at the end of the day, at least according to many of the indications and many of the positions of the Rishonim, Yom HaKippurim is really something which is singular and unique, and that's part of exactly what it is. I've spoken about this aspect of it many, many times because I believe in it. Torah describes Yom HaKippurim as Achas Bashana. It's not just an accurate description of how many times Yom Kippur falls out, but I believe that this thrice used phrase indicates that the character, the nature of Yom Kippur is the fact that it is Achas Bashana, that it is something that happens only once a year, that there's nothing quite like it, but that the impact that it has is year-wide. So I wanted to zero in on one aspect of this, and we're not going to be able to do it comprehensively in the time that we have either, but at least to make the bigger point and something that people can think about, hopefully, in the in the next 2 days, as we have this amazing, inimitable, singular experience. Okay, so and start as we always do in Parshas Emor. The Torah itself signifies the uniqueness of Yom Kippur in its presentation in subtle ways. But it begins to signify that in the very first word that it uses about Yom Kippur. In the aftermath of discussing Rosh Hashanah, the Torah says, "Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe leimar, ach be'asar lachodesh hashvi hazeh, yom ha-kippurim hu, mikro kodesh yelachem, b'nisem esnaf shoseichem, b'kravtem ishe la'ashem." And then the Torah continues. We'll speak about the continuation in just a minute. So the first word that the Torah says in connection with Yom Kippur is the word Ach. And Ach, as you understand, is a qualifying term. It's something that sets Yom Kippur aside, something which establishes that Yom Kippur is different. It's different than anything else. Rashi, quoting from the Gemara, says, "Kol Achin v'Rakin Shabbatora mi'utim, Mechaper hu l'shavim, enem mechaper al she'enem shavim." That's the Gemara in Masechet Shavuos. It's one day in the Gemara. But the Mefarshim, who knew this Gemara very well, obviously, it didn't stop them from zeroing in on this, again, initial impression that the Torah makes on us, that Yom Kippur is bracketed, if you will. And they have all sorts of other suggestions for the word Ach. Some of them talk about the fact that there is no heter ochol nefesh on Yom Kippur. Other distinctions, between the other Moadim and Yom Kippur. The common denominator is that Yom Kippur somehow is different. If indeed heter ochol nefesh, for example, characterizes a Yom Tov as opposed to Shabbos, the fact that there is no heter ochol nefesh on Yom Kippur itself is significant. In other words, if in addition to the fact that there is a kiyuv simcha and seuda on Yom Tov, the limitation of isur malacha to malachas avoda as opposed to kol malacha also is a theme, a positive theme of Yom Tov, something that distinguishes Yom Tov from Shabbos, not by necessity, in other words, through Dechuya, through the Matir of Achila Suda, but in characterizing the nature of Kedusha Sayom, then the fact that Yom Kippur, which, you know, obviously doesn't have the counterpressure of Chiyuv Simcha and Seuda, but also isn't an obvious candidate for Isur Malacha, in that, unlike Shabbos, there's no Kivo Shavas Mikol Malachto Asher Bara Elokim La'asos, the fact that there's a full complement of Isur Malacha on this day, and that that also might be signified by the word Ach, is significant. Other Mepharshim zero in simply on the not the heterochol nefesh part, but on the fact that there isn't the chiyuv seuda, you know, on Yom Kippur. They see this, you know, as deserving an ach, even though the Torah is going to elaborate it momentarily, implying again that it isn't just that, you know, in fact there is an obligation of tzom, and that neutralizes the normal or the typical, you know, obligation of Seuda or Simcha Derech Seuda that we encounter in other Chagim. So, alas, there's nothing to do, but to acknowledge that there's no Seuda on Yom Kippur. Rather, the word Ach, even before you read the details, tells you, I'm obviously extrapolating, that, you know, right away that Yom Kippur is something that is unique, that it's different, and that for that reason, things that are associated with Yom Tov in a broader way are irrelevant, you know, to Yom Kippur. All bets are off when it comes to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is, in that respect, singular. The Rambam, of course, codifies the dinim of Yom Kippur, you know, not in Hilchos Yom Tov, and not after Hilchos Yom Tov, but after Hilchos Shabbos, after Shabbos and Erevin and Shvisas Asar. That's because he thinks that it overlaps as much with Shabbos as with Yom Tov, maybe even more. But the fact that, you know, separate from Shabbos, the only treatment of a holiday, you know, to precede Hilchos Yom Tov, which, you know, introduces generic Yom Tov, takes place with regard to Yom Kippur, is not, Rambam, as we know, wrote his code in a very intentional way, like he was very attentive, you know, to all of the editorial decisions, you know, where to classify things. Again, he wasn't following other patterns. Yom Kippur appears in Parshas HaMoedim. In the Tur and Shulchan Aruch, the Dinim of Yom Kippur appear chronologically after the Dinim of Rosh Hashanah, all of which are after, you know, the earlier Dinim of generic Yom Tov. So that is a more natural, of course, the classification of the Tur came after the classification of the Rambam. I wouldn't say it was a repudiation of it, but it is the default, you know, norm is really what the Tur and Shulchan Aruch did, because in Parshas HaMoedim, right, you have Shabbos, and then you have Pesach, you know, and from there you go sequentially until we finish with Sukkot. So the Shulchan Aruch, Tur and Shulchan Aruch follow the order of Parshas Emor. It's the Rambam, really, who introduced a sensational a change, and there are many, much evidence, we're not going to speak so much about that now, about the Shabbos motif of Yom Kippur. We will just a little bit, to the extent that it relates to our bigger topic, which is Isur Achila and Tzom. But at the end of the day, these decisions of the Rambam, I believe, have their roots in a very careful reading of Parshas Emor, and they're very consistent in establishing that Yom Kippur is something just different from all the Chagim. Part of the Moedim is a Moed in some respects, obviously, and yet a different. And the Parshanim, who, as I say, elaborate on the Ach, I think, you know, consciously or subconsciously, or the combination of their Perush and its, you know, place in the Torah, What would be jarring is really intended to be characterizing and defining for Yom Kippur. Again, it's also fascinating to note, but this is not for now, that there's another Ach in the Parsha, and that's Sukkos. Ach b'chamisha asa yom l'chodesh ha-shvii, ba'os b'chem es tfu asa aretz, t'chogu es chag ha-shem shivas yamim, b'yom rishon shabbason, b'yom ha-shmini shabbason, v'lekachtem l'chem b'yom rishon, and so on. This is in Pasuk Lamedtes in Perek Chaf Gimel. I think there's a lot of evidence that Sukkos coming in the aftermath of Yom Kippur, you know, that's the closed bracket, number one. And it's also a parallel opposite in terms of Yira and Simcha, and in terms of being like, you know, the what's singular about Sukkos is the fact that it's the, you know, in some respect, Pesach is in a different respect, but Sukkos is like the most intense of the generic Yom Tovim, but it takes the generic part and intensifies it, whereas Yom Kippur pretty much mostly denies it. So the two achs as brackets, you know, serve a very important function. The truth is that the presentation in the Torah of Yom Kippur only begins with the ach. The other distinctions are much more subtle. Again, every year I invariably get back to them because I think that they are indispensable for any analysis of Yom Kippur, and they should be revisited every single year, even in comparison to Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah, like Yom Kippur, stands out in being something very singular and potentially rejecting any kind of generic, or if not, diluting at least, or redefining the generic aspect of Yom Tov. And therefore, it's instructive to compare and to contrast not only Yom Kippur to other Chagim, but Yom Kippur, you know, to Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting that this comparison is something which is very compelling, even more so for the Ramban. Ramban was very sensitive to the connection between Rosh Hashanah. I mean, we're all aware of some connection between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which connect them, the Aseres Hayomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah LeYom HaKippurim, that we speak about in Masechet Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Ches, and in Masechet Brachos. You know, we talk about the special Azkaros of these days, and so on. So obviously there is something, we call them the Yomim Noraim. Klal Yisrael has a good instinct for these things. We understand that they form different, distinct phases, but of a larger picture. So the connection, you know, between them is something which is objective and universally and uniformly acknowledged. And also the designation of Yom HaNoraim, as I say, reflect that. But even beyond that, of course, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur stand out. They're not chagim. There's no aliyah l'regel. There's no, typical. There's no mention of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in Parshas Re'eh. There's no obligation of Shloshim Yom Lifnei Achag explicit for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as there is in the end of Megillah with regard to the other chagim. Marsha already makes note of it. Again, it's a Marsha that I like very much. Marsha has a comment where he says that the reason you don't have, Vayidaber Moshe Asmodei Hashem of Bnei Yisrael for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is because they really belong. He says something, you know, that is seemingly opposite of what I'm saying and counterintuitive as well, but on further reflection, I think, is the same and reinforcing. He says Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur really belong to the rest of the year. The Chagim have to be singled out, even in advance, by Dabar Hashem Esmoadeh Hashem Obedei Yisrael, that, you have to learn the Dinim of the Chag, and there may even be Dinim of Shalashim Yom. But he says, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are connected to Avodas Hashem in such an intense way, Chos Tshuva, that they belong to all year round. But either way, that's the explanation. Again, the Achas and the Bashana. But in the end of the day, that's an important distinction. And of course, they don't appear in Parshas Re'eh. They don't have a din of Chag, Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha. All of these things don't you know, apply in the same way to Rosh Hashanah and to Yom Kippurim. But the Ramban goes even a step further. Right? The Ramban in his Perush al Torah notes that typically all of the Moedim are introduced with Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar, Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'amarta lahem or aleihem, etc. That's typically how each independent moed is introduced. Ramban here in Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Yud, talking about Shavuos, says Mipnei Shachaga Shavuos Zmano Tali BaOmer, notes that when it comes to Shavuos, that it doesn't have its own Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar, Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem. So he says, Shechaga Shavuot Zmano Tali BaOmer, therefore Omer Akol BeParsha Achas. Okay, that's a Sfiras HaOmer topic, and it fits in beautifully with certain things about Sfiras HaOmer, not for now. But then he goes on to say, which is the reason that I'm quoting it, Bavur SheYom HaZikaron VeYom HaKippurim BeChodesh Echad UShneim MeInyan Echad BeDin HaAvonos VeKaparasam LaShavim. Lo Amar b'Yom HaKippurim Daber al Bnei Yisrael. Thus says by Daber Hashem al Moshe Lemar, but it doesn't say Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'Amarta Aleihem. Meaning, there's less of a hefsek between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur than there is between all of the other Moedim, with the exception of Sfiras HaOmer's connection, right, to the Omer. Ki aspik lo b'dibur harishon v'asa mehem shtei parshios sheheim inyanim shonim. They're two and they're one. And the same mentality, interestingly enough, has a substantive impact on the Ramban. Even though he doesn't connect, you know, the two pieces, but they seem to be connected. The Ramban famously, in discussing Zichron Trua, regarding Rosh Hashanah, both here and in his Drasha le Rosh Hashanah, is very troubled by what this phrase actually means, very dismissive of Rashi's interpretation. But then he admits, after dismissing Rashi, "V'lo pirush hakosuv tama mitzvah hazos, lama hatrua, lama nitzarech zikaron lefnei Hashem b'yom hazeh, yoser mishar hayot." I'm referring to Rosh Hashanah, lama yitzav liyoso mikra kodesh klal. It's a little bit extreme. Like, I don't know what it's about. I don't know why there's a trua. I don't know why it's a yontif. Aval, this is his conclusion, "Mipnei shehu b'chodsho shel yom hakippurim." And then he adds, also I think very significant, Berosh HaChodesh, Nira Shebo Yiyah Din Lefanav. It's almost as if the Ramban tells us that Rosh Hashanah is Tafel to Yom Kippur. I think other evidence strongly disagrees with this, that, you know, Rosh Hashanah is an equally necessary component. But basically the Ramban is saying that Rosh Hashanah is defined by the preparation for Yom Kippur. It's in the Chodesh of Yom Kippur, which works nicely with the skipping of the Daber HaBnei Yisrael v'Amarta Aleihem of before, and Berosh HaChodesh, something significant that they place this adjunct, this preparation to Yom Kippur on Rosh Chodesh. That's again important for Rosh Hashanah, but not for now. Nira Shebo Yiyah Din Lefanav Yisbarach Ki Bam Yadin Amin Berosh Hashanah Yeshev L'Kisei Shofei Tzedek Yachar Kein Baseres Hayamim Yisa lepesha abadav. Nirmas b'kosef ha'inyan kashenoda b'Yisrael b'piyan nevim b'avos ha'kadosh. And then he goes on to discuss the Kabbalistic meaning of all of this, alderach ha'emes, and that too is an interplay between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What he ends up saying is, there's Yom Trua and Yom HaZikaron, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Din Barachamim, and Yom HaKippurim is a Din of Rachamim bedin. Ki hakol talui b'tshuva, ele b'Rosh Hashanah misyached b'midas hadin u'maneg olamo, b'yom ha'kippurim b'midas harachamim, melech yoshev al kisei hadin. Rosh Hashanah yom din b'rachamim, b'yom ha'kippurim yom rachamim bedin. And then in the end, ba'aseres ha'yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kippurim, this is of course the comment on Zichron Trua, which is Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Daled. Baseres Hayomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Yirmoz L'Eser Sfiros Ki B'Yom Kippurim Yis'ala B'Hem Vayigva Hashem Tzavakos B'Mishpat K'Yadu B'Kabbalah V'Gam Yishpat Z'Os B'Shamayim, and so on. Again, the Kabbalistic details definitely not for now. But the point I'm trying to make is that in addition to, you know, clear halachic evidence and, you know, the fact that we call them Yomim Noraim, omission from Re'eh, omission from Vayidaber Hashem Esmoa DeHashem, I'm just pointing to point out is that the Ramban in particular was of the opinion that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are different, but they are also one. And that in particular, Rosh Hashanah is the preparation for Yom Kippur. And therefore, it's particularly instructive, you know, to zero in on how the Torah presents Rosh Hashanah, even Rosh Hashanah, which is more typical of the other Moadim, notwithstanding the fact that it is an adjunct to Yom Kippur, as opposed to Yom Kippur itself. And what ends up emerging is the fact that there are, in addition to the Ach, the entire presentation of the Torah is singular. Ach ba'asar l'chodesh, hashvi hazeh, right, the hashvi hazeh, the Ramban also is the third Ramban, comments on, again, to, again, emphasize the relationship between Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Yom HaKippurim hu, mikra kodesh iya lachem, v'nisem etznaf shoseichem, v'kravtem isha l'ashem. So what's unique here, if you compare it to Rosh Hashanah, which is typical of the other Moadim, even Rosh Hashanah, da'bera b'nei Yisrael b'chodesh ha'shvi b'echa b'chodesh iya lachem, shabason, zichron trua mikra kodesh, kol melech ha'savod elo sasu. V'kravtem isha l'ashem. So Rosh Hashanah a little bit differently than some of the other Moadim, because at least it's in two psukim, but Mikra Kodesh in Rosh Hashanah, it's Zichron Trua, Mikra Kodesh, and then Kol Melech HaSavod Lo Sa'asu. So what's unique about Rosh Hashanah is that Mikra Kodesh is connected to the word Zichron Trua, but then it's followed, it's sandwiched, this Mikra Kodesh is sandwiched between Zichron Trua and Kol Melech HaSavoda Lo Sasu. In the other Moadim, typically, Mikra Kodesh is always connected with Isur Malacha, Kol Melech HaSavoda Lo Sasu. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's Ki Yom HaKippurim Hu Mikra Kodesh, and then it's V'nisem Esnaf Shoseichem V'kravtem Ishal Hashem. There's no connection to Isur Malacha. And in fact, Isur Malacha appears only in the next pasuk, the Kol Malacha Lo Sasu, and instead of being connected to the generic motif of Mikra Kodesh, it is instead connected to Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, you shouldn't do Malacha, Ki Yom Kippurim Hu. So Ki Yom Kippurim Hu, or Yom Kippurim Hu, is stated twice in these two or three psukim. Once it is the introduction for Mikra Kodesh, then followed by V'nisem, and then it is connected to Isur Malacha on Yom Kippur. L'chaper Alechem, Lifnei Hashem Elokechem. And then again, Ki kol nefesh asher lo te'uneh be'etzem hayom hazeh v'nichrusa me'ameha. V'kol nefesh asher tasa kol malacha be'etzem hayom hazeh v'havadati es hanefesh ahi mekerev amah. So basically, what the Torah is doing here is it is basically eliminating, it has a phrase Mikra Kodesh, but there's no reference to anything that is generic to other Yomim Tovim. Every dimension of Yom Kippur is connected to the specific quality of Yom Kippur. And there is an oscillation or interchange between the Isur Malacha, Ach, which is expanded. It's not Malacha Saboda, includes Isur, it includes Heter Ochel Nefesh, which may be very significant, as we noted, and the Din of the Nisem Esnaf Shoseich. Both of them are connected to Mikra Kodesh. Both of them are connected to Ki Yom Kippurim Hu. Both of them seem to be two sides of the same coin, which is not true in any other holiday other than Shabbos, of course. Kol Malacha Lo Sasu, Chukas Olam L'Doraseichem, B'Kol Mosh Oseichem, Shabbos Shabbason Hu Lachem. Once again, the Nisem, a super Shabbos, right? V'nisem Esnaf Shoseichem, B'Tisha L'Chodesh Ba'erev, Me'erev Ad'erev, Tishpesu Shabbatchem. So Yom Kippur is presented as completely singular, its Mikra Kodesh is singular, and its Isur Malacha and its V'nisem both are connected to the specific Kedushas HaYom of Yom Kippur. as I say, even Rosh Hashanah, which does have a connection between its specific character and Mikra Kodesh, Zichron Trua, Mikra Kodesh, but then the Mikra Kodesh is followed by Isur Malacha. All of the Ta'amim you certainly don't have. Moreover, as we'll see in a moment, the presentation of Yom Kippur, in addition to implying that Isur Malacha, or this added Isur Malacha, is kind of, you know, the equivalent of V'Nisem, we would have thought V'Nisem stands out. V'Nisem is the Achilas Matzah, you know, Yom Teruah, Yeshiva B'Sukkah, Netilas Dalet Minim of Yom Kippur. And that, you know, Isur Malacha is part of being Mikra Kodesh. That, the whole point is the Torah doesn't present it this way. V'Nisem and Malacha are one and the same. But in addition to that, the V'Nisem itself is presented, right, in a very fascinating way. Instead of there being what we associate with its own negative formulation and consequences, I mean, there are negative consequences, basically a lav, instead of there being a reference to Isur Achila, the way the Torah presents it is Yom Kippurim Hu, Mikra Kodesh, all positive, V'Nisem Esnaf Shoseichem, Achiyuv, V'Kravtem Ishal Hashem, only kol malacha lo sa'asu, betzem hayom hazeh, ki yom kippurim hu, chaper lechem, ki kol nefesh asher lo se'uneh, then we're told, if you don't do this obligatory inui, this v'nisem, this mitzvah v'nisem, betzem hayom hazeh, v'nichrasa me'ameha. V'chol nefesh asher ta'asem malacha, right? Right? Not lo te'uneh, or lo ta'asem malacha, this kares for both. Okay. So basically, and once again, Shabbos Anu Lachem. Once a third reference to V'Nisem Esnaf Shoseichem, B'Tisha Lachodesh Me'erev Ad Erev Tishbuz Shabbatchem. Chazal learn from this last pasuk the din of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. The Rambam only quotes Tosefes Yom Kippurim regarding V'Nisem. Other Mepharshim think that it applies equally, and some of the Mepharshim of the Rambam assume that it applies equally to Isur Malacha, but in fact, the Rambam in Shvi'is HaSasar only mentions it with regard to V'Nisem. The Rambam never mentions Tosefes Yom Tov in other contexts, not in Shabbos, not in Yom Tov. Again, the whole discussion in the Mepharshim, other Rishonim assume that what is true for Yom Kippur is true for the other Chagim. Sounds that way in other Gemaras too. Some of the Mepharshim of the Rambam think that it's, you know, Hu Adin or Kol Shekein. But in the end of the day, again, if we're talking about how the Rambam read the Psukim, as we'll see, it's fascinating that, you know, the Pasuk only speaks about Tosefes, or the Pasuk that teaches Tosefes speaks about V'Nisem, and that's what the Rambam recorded. If he did hold that Hu Adin Legabe Malacha on Yom Kippur or other Malachos, that may very well still be true. But he doesn't write it that way. At minimum, it reflects that he was very sensitive in the reading of it. This din of Tosefes is something that also is worth noting, especially if it is unique to Yom Kippur. Why is it Tosefes on Yom Kippur more than any other holiday? Most people in their, let's say, I shouldn't say this because maybe it isn't true. Halavai wasn't true. But my impression is that for most people, Yom Kippur is a day which people do not anticipate easily. Like they, I wouldn't say there's dread of Yom Kippur, and I don't mean the fear part. I mean particularly the tzom part. The idea that you should be mosif dafka on Yom Kippur is not an obvious application. But let me say that. Obviously, that impression, assuming it's out there, or whoever has it, we perceive to be, in a very fundamental way, completely incorrect. Okay. That's really what I want to speak about. Both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur exhibit a singular nature. In every chag, there's a tension between the specific nature of the Chag, and Mikra Kodesh, and it being in Parshas HaMoadim and being a Yom Tov. It's true for Sukkos, it's true for Pesach, less so for Shavuos, obviously. That might be the super generic Chag, but whatever it is, there's something to say about each of the Chagim. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, more than the others, seem to be singular, more so. Because there is no generic, because the generic is overridden, because the generic is redefined. Again, there are different models to explain it, but this is the case. And this, of course, expresses itself in there being Yom Noraim, in the factor of Yerev HaFachad, which, according to the Rambam, is the reason that there is no Hallel on these days, the famous language of the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. Expressions of Simcha, you know, feasting in particular, which is an issue on Rosh Hashanah, though we do have Suda, but of course not on Yom Kippur. Expressions in Tfilah and other expressions of Simcha, Chagim Uzmanim L'Sason, all these are debated, Nusachat Tfilah, Tzidkascha, all of these are debated specifically regarding Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as opposed to other holidays, we even have the expression in Kiddushas Hayom, Mekadesh Yisrael, right, the Yom HaZikaron, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Yom HaKippurim. In other Chagim, as you know, it's Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hazmanim. There's a very famous comment of the Torah Tmima in his commentary on Siddur, Bar Sha'amar, where he says that, you know, in his opinion, the whole thing is a scribal error. He notes this discrepancy. Why is it that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur we say Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaKippurim, and, you know, for Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaSukkos and so on, we say, and Chag HaShavuos, we say Yisrael V'Hazman. So he says, no, it was really, the original, you know, idea was that every Chag would get its specific, you know, reference. You should say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom V'Chag HaMatzos, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Chag HaShavuos. You know, but they, you know, they wanted to save a little on the printing, so they don't want to put, you know, print a separate Shemoneh Esrei for each and every holiday. So they made like a, you know, like fill in the blank, V'Hazmanim, you know, whatever it is. Okay. But the truth is, if you look at the, you know, the old Sidurim, Psadja Gon and Rav Amram Gon and so on, you know, this wasn't a printing mistake. Clearly, the Masorah that we have is that it's Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, with the exception of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And I believe, again, that this reflects the fact that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, more so than the other Chagim in the balance or tension between the generic and the specific, right, is weighted, you know, to the general. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, for example, also in our practice, at least, you know, right before Shemoneh Esrei, and you know, we say "Vaydaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael." Typically, when it comes to Moadim, right? Let's say right before Shemoneh Esrei on Maariv, right? And when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you know, we don't. We say "Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kesel Yom Chageinu." And Yom Kippur, right? Ki b'yom hazeh yichaper lechem l'tayer eschem b'kol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. Again, choosing, right, to move away from the generic, you know, and to focus on the singular. I think I mentioned it to Avram the other day. I find it very striking that in Kiddush, a lot of the practices on Rosh Hashanah that you say v'idaber Hashem Moshe, v'idaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem b'nei Yisrael, and then you say tiku B'chodesh shofar. Whereas in Tefillah, you just say Tikkun B'chodesh. And I think the reason for that is that part of the Su'udah of Rosh Hashanah is a concession, you know, to some aspect of the generic. And therefore you say both. But the Tefillah reflects differently. Either way, this balance and this question of the relationship between, you know, applying regular Dinei Yom Tov and applying, you know, singular aspects of the Moed, in that tension, clearly Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Yom Noraim, stand out, as we said before, for the Ramban, for others, and just brought several other rayas for it. But in comparison, Rosh Hashanah, in comparing Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur themselves, it's clear that Yom Kippur stands out even further. But these expressions of singular character and even a denial, never mind a suppression, of the Yom Tov component is much greater in Yom Kippur, you know, than it is in Rosh Hashanah, even vis-a-vis some of the questions that we are speaking about. And the reason for that is that Yom Kippur is unique, that it is Achas Bashana, and for that reason, even its Isur Malacha, and I believe its actual mitzvah expression, V'nisim es nafshal seichem, are presented in a very different way. Josh mentioned to me before this year, something that he mentioned to me, I guess, last year, and that is that even if you look at the Rambam in, along these lines, that if you look at the Rambam and say, for a mitzvos, I don't know the numbers, you have the numbers? That basically, mostly when the Rambam formulates the mitzvos of the Chagim, he formulates Kedushas Hayom separately, and then he formulates the mitzvos separately, correct? However, when it comes to Yom Kippur, he conjoins V'nisim es nafshal seichem with his description of the Kedushas Hayom, correct? And say, I didn't check it out, but I like it, obviously. You know, again, I like it because it fits my theory, but hopefully I like my theory because I think it's true. So I like it because I think it's true. Good. This presentation of the Torah, this presentation of Yom Kippur, the Torah, is reinforced, meaning this emphasis on, you know, the singular V'nisim, both in Isur Malacha and in Isur Achila, and also the kind of two sides of the same coin, the two of them being connected, is repeated in the Psukim in Achrimos, Perek HaZayin Chav Tes Tulevet Aleph. Let me get it quickly. Is somebody coming into this room at 4? So we have to finish. Okay.
Well, they won't come in if we don't finish.
Yeah. No, that's it. Right. So I'm not going to read it. You can look it up, the psukim in Tez Zayin Chav Tes Tulevet Aleph and Chav Tes Zayin in Pinchas. Again, the exact same pattern. Obviously implying that the Torah had in mind something very, very specific. So the Rambam, writing that Tuchel Shvisas Asar, or Rambam's decision to put Shvisas Asar after Erevin, you know, and before Hilchos Yom Tov, to keep it out of Hilchos Yom Tov, is something which I believe flows from his hypersensitive reading of Psukim, which is a hallmark of the Rambam in general. What stands out on Yom Kippur, though, obviously, more than anything else, is Achila, or the tzom. It's the single tzom that we have in our Torah. Again, you know, we have all sorts of tzomos, so we can be insensitive to that sometimes. But in our Torah, there's only one tzom, and that is a tzom of Yom Kippur. So what's fascinating is that even though this is the only tzom, it's a tzom, but it generates kares. And what's particularly fascinating, as I say, is that it's never formulated in the negative. The term achila is completely absent. Achila shtia, the phrases that we would expect in connection with the tzom, lo socha, lo sishta, the lav is absent, and the reference to achila shtia is completely absent as well. And the question is, why? And what implication does it have vis-a-vis the Kedushas Hayom, right, which is so bound with this V'nisim es nafshal seichem, a triple usage in the psukim. So the Gemara in Masechet Yuma, for example, discusses this problem. The Gemara says on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses both of these problems. Number one, why is there no formulation of a lav? Number two, why no expression of achila? Again, it's a little bit late, so let me, instead of reading the Gemara's inside, which I would prefer to do because they speak better for themselves than my presenting them, but we don't have time, so let me just throw out some of the basic ideas. So the Gemara says that originally the Gemara says that we would, you know, like to use the negative and you know, formulate a lav of achila b'yom kippur, but we just don't know how to do it, right? Because of double negatives, right? Maskev Rav Ashi, nichtov al tasur min ha'inui, says the Gemara, and the Gemara says, kasha. Now, the Gemara goes through three or four or five, I mean, how are you going to write the iser, to eat. How are you going to write it precisely? So the Gemara's Havamina was that the change in the language of the Torah was because of the inability to write it accurately. And basically, the Torah rejects that. Sorry, the Gemara rejects that. Of course, the idea that a divine text can't figure out how to formulate in a precise manner something as critical, a centerpiece of Kedushas Hayom, as an Isra Achila, doesn't seem very credible. And the Gemara itself says, yeah, we could have written it that way, we could have written it this way. Obviously, there's some other reason, that we refrain from this formulation, and the Gemara leaves it as a caution. As far as the lav is concerned, the Gemara says on that pe'alef omen aleph that even though there is no explicit lav in the Torah, there's a virtual lav because ein on shedelim kein mazirin, and the comparison to Yisr Malacha, right, where there is a lav, helps us. That reinforces the idea that we're talking about two sides of the same coin. But once again, it's fascinating. You have a lav, but it's virtual. Rav Sajagon, in his Minyan HaMitzvos, counts only an asei of being Nisa Misnat Shosech. Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perlo says, because Rav Sajagon typically, the Rambam, of course, counts an asei and a lav. Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perlo says, well, the reason that the Rambam is limited, I'm sorry, the reason that Rav Sajagon is limited is because he typically, his methodology is, he never counts Essen and Lavin unless there's a nafkamina between them. And here there's no nafkamina. And he assumes that whenever there's no nafkamina, the Rav Sajagon opts with the assay, not with the law. However, there are numerous exceptions, I'm speaking now, to this rule that Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perlo has to deal with throughout his Sefer Mitzvah Rav Sajagon, where the Rav Sajagon only counts one and he counts a negative. So in my opinion, both of these are pointing in a slightly different direction. Basically, the Torah's omission of a negative formulation, lo sochal, lo sishta, the Rambam counts the virtual lav in the Minyan HaMitzvos, right? Ein on shenelem kein mazirin. But the Torah's omission perhaps can be explained in terms of the role that v'nisa misnaf shosechem plays. As we said, it's mikra kodesh v'nisa misnaf shosechem. V'nisa misnaf shosechem is not a punishment. And it's not something, it is a difficult accomplishment, something difficult to accomplish, obviously, for human beings who, have hunger pains. But in the end of the day, v'nisa misnaf shosechem is presented by the Torah as a kiyum, not as an Iser, even though there's also an Iser. The Iser is not taking the opportunity, right, to implement or execute the Kiyum. That is the Torah's subtle but very powerful way of saying, Mikra Kodesh, this Kedusha Sayom, doesn't also impose Isurim, but V'nisem is its Kiyum. The ability to project, right, a very spiritual focus on this day is an opportunity, and one which is critical to Avodas Hashem on this day, and by extension, Achas Bashana, to all year round. And for that reason, while the Torah could have written Lo Socha, Lo Sishta, it wouldn't have been that difficult. Certainly not a challenge for the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is capable of Zachar V'Shamar B'Dibur Echad, or all the Aseres HaDibros B'Dibur Echad. I'm just being facetious. But in the end of the day, right, the avoidance of making Isra Achila, or the Tzom, the Kiyum of V'Nisim, into a negative, right, was to project the role that it plays. And for the very same reason, right, the Gemara does not use, the Torah doesn't use the expression V'Achila and Shtia at all. The Gemara says in Masechet Yoma that Shina HaKasuv, Torah didn't use the expression of achila, instead it used the expression of inisem to teach you that the shiur of achila and Yom Kippur is kikosevas hagasa and not a kezias. Because kosevas hagasa is a shiur in yisuve daite, right? Not in achila. That's what the Gemara says. There are two ways to understand that Gemara. One way is that for whatever reason, right? Reason that we can penetrate, reason that we can't penetrate, in the end of the day, the shiur of Achila and Shtia in Yom Kippur is different than the Shiur of Achila and Shtia in other Macholas Asuras. Right? And the remez for that, or the Gili Milsa, is the fact that the Torah voids the word Achila and Shtia, and instead uses the expression of Inisen, which is a Shiur in what the Gemara calls Yisuvei Daite. However, I think a preferred way of reading the Gemara is that what the Gemara is trying to tell us is not just that the shiur is different, but that the whole orientation is different. If inisam esnafsho seichem was an iser primarily, something that you're not allowed to do, then it would be achilu shtia. But if it's about a certain experience, inspiring a certain experience, a certain uncovering a certain capacity, so then it's a kiyum v'inisam esnafsho seichem. And the shiur isn't achila. Achila and shtia are subcategories of yisuve daite v'inisa mesnaf shoseich. Michas Chinuch has a very famous discussion about the following issue. There's a debate between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan in Chulin whether or not achila constitutes achilas grono, hanas grono, or hanas mei. Right, you're satisfying your palate, your throat, or just, you know, the consumption itself. And there are nafkaminas. Intravenous is a nafkamina. There are kula lechumra. Right, if a person eats something but he doesn't digest it, he spits it out, or he doesn't swallow it in the end. There are all sorts of nafkamina debate between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Minchas Chinuch suggests that since the shiur of Yisur Achila on Yom Kippur is Koseva Sagasa, so in the end of the day, it's Yisuve Daite, so maybe Kula Alma Modu, even Rabbi Yochanan, who says Hanaz Grono, agree here that you need Hanaz Meayim. That is the suggestion of the Minchas Chinuch. Then the Minchas Chinuch goes on to suggest that maybe that is true not only Lekula, but lechumra. It's true in both directions. That's hanos me'ayim is what's koveya, right? Even if there's no hanos grono, or even if there's hanos grono without hanos me'ayim. Oh. But then the Minchas Chinuch says, however, there's one thing that really troubles me. And that is, when the Gemara was troubled by Shina Kasuv, that the Torah uses the expression, you know, inui, and not the expression of achila, and they're looking to explain that phenomenon. Why did the Gemara say that that this was to be Megala Milsa, the shiur of Koseva Sagasa? The Gemara could just as easily have said that the shiur, that the shinui is to teach you the din that we, define achila and Yom Kippur, lekula and lechumra by hanas me'ayim and not by hanas grono. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Maybe the Gemara is Bein Alibid Rav Yochanan, Bein Alibid Reish Lakish. They want another nafkamina that could satisfy both. However, what I would suggest is that if we read the Gemara that Koseva Sagasa and the Shir of Yisuve Daita isn't just a different Shir, and there aren't just other halachos in Yom Kippur as a result of it, but it has to do with the nature of Inisim Esnaf Shosechem as an experience and as an opportunity, as a kiyum, right? If that's the case, so the Gemara captures that idea with Koseva Sagasa, right? And whatever other consequences flow from this different orientation are a result of that as well. The Rambam codifies the dinim of Tzom in Hilchos Shvisas Asar. The phrase Shvisas Asar reminds us of Shabbos, and he starts, in fact, with Shvisa Mimalacha. But two-thirds of the presentation is about tzom. So shvisas asar, shvisa, basically refers both to malacha and to tzom. The Rambam interchanges, I'm not going to read inside right now because it's late, his treatment of shvisa mi malacha and shvisa mei v'inisa. They're two different tsuros completely. And what do we mean by shvisa mi achila? Say it's a nisra achila. Right? Just like shvisa b'shabbos is a kiyum, it brings you to a certain certain kind of immersion in the day. What the Rambam is saying is that Shvisa Sasar, which includes two components, has that as well. Indeed, The Gemara explains that the Shir Shtia, the Shir of below Lugmal, and that it's assessed differently for people of different sizes. The Gemara says, how come, you know, Dafka in this area of Halacha, we're subjective about Shtia? And why are we subjective about Shtia and objective about Achila? Kosevas Agasa. Gemara says, this is all a function of Yisuve Daite, of the experience of Yinisa Nathnat Shosecha. Gemara Mishnah says in Yuma, in the last parak, that there's no tsiruf of achila and shtia when it comes to Yom Kippur, the shiur. There's a shiur of achila, there's a kosevas agasa, there's a shiur of shtia, malolakmav, and if you want to combine the two together, and you don't have the shiur of either, even if the combined is the shiur lechumra of one of them, you don't violate. The Gemara presents two deos, whether that's because generally in Kol HaTorah Kula, this is the man damar who thinks that you're not mitzarev achilo shtia, or maybe it's a specific application to Yom Kippur, because when it comes to Yisuvei Daite, right, you don't get that object. It's not about objective achilo shtia. It's Yisuvei Daite that you don't get through tziruf. Og Melech Habashan's drinking experience is different than my drinking experience, although maybe his eating experience is somewhat comparable, but it's assessed by means of Yisuvei Daite. Yisuvei Daite in the Gemara emerges not just as a shiur, but as a fundamental experience as well. The Gemara discusses, based on Gzeres HaKasuv, that Achila Gasa on Yom Kippur, right, is not Chayiv. Then the Gemara goes on and quotes the fact that if you eat Truma, you don't pay a Chomesh if you eat Achila Gasa either. Some of the Rishonim were bothered. Why do you need a separate Gzeres HaKasa for Yom Kippur? And if you look at Rashi, certainly in Yavamos, you get the impression that the din of Achila Gasa in Truma and the din of Achila Gasa in Yom Kippur are totally different dinim. One is a din in Mazik as opposed to Achila, whereas in Yom Kippur, the separate limud teaches you that there's a din of Vinis. It's not called Yisuvei Daite if you eat Achila Gasa. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvisa Sasar goes even further. In Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam says Achila Gasa, not considered Achila for Truma. In Hilchos Shvisa Sasar, the Rambam says, if you eat Achila Gasa, it transforms the Ochel into Ochlim She'enam Ru'uyim vis-a-vis Yom Kippur. Since your personal diet, you're already sated, and this is, you know, just, a gasa, it's as if the food itself is davar she'ein aroi. In other words, the criteria of achilon shtiyan kol HaTorah Kula are suspended when it comes to Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that chometz on Yom Kippur, right, you're not chayiv for on Yom Kippur. Rishonim all ask, if you look at the Sugya and Brachos, you make a shahakol on chometz, and different answers are given, many of which are technical. But some of the Rishonim say there's a difference between Yisuvei Daite and Achila. And this affects possibly the Tziruf L'Shior, numerous things. I can't even, my time's almost up, so I'm going to Chatzishir, many dinam Achila Shelo Kederech, and Yom Kippur are just completely redefined by Yisuvei Daite. What is the real idea here? Because let me just highlight it, in two ways very quickly as we conclude. The Ritva and the Ra'ah in Masechet Brachos, beginning of Perek Shvi, Shlosh Shachlu, discuss the famous question, debate between the Rambam and the Ravid: if you eat Macholas Asuros, do you make a bracha? The Rambam's view is that if you eat Macholas Asuros, you don't make a bracha. Not a bracha Rishona, not a bracha Akrona. If it's an Isa Daraisa, it doesn't matter whether it's you're eating a Bipikuach Nefesh or not. It's a Chetzah Shel Iser, you don't make a bracha. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says you don't make a Zimun, there's no Tziruf, but there is a Chila, and you should be Mavarech. Why should you compound your Aveira? You ate Macholas Asuros, you also don't make a bracha. You make a bracha Rishona, you should make a bracha Akrona. The Ra'ah and the Ritva embrace Shitas HaRambam and even expand it. They say, even in Yisud Rabbanon, as long as it's really osur and there's no pikuach nefesh, you wouldn't make brachos. However, they say, when it comes to Yom Kippur, if there's pikuach nefesh, even though it's doraisa, you would make a bracha. Meaning, it's not that all macholas asuros, all rather ochel on Yom Kippur become macholas asuros. That's hard to explain or to accept. Anyway, rather there's an isra achila on Yom Kippur. And therefore, in a state of pikuach nefesh, you'd make a bracha. However, says the Ra'ah and the Ritva, here's the punchline, even then, even in a state of pikuach nefesh, even though achila b'Yom Kippur is different than macholas asuros, even though all things being equal, it's more of a kind of a, they don't say this, but that's what they're saying, an isra gavra, and therefore b'mokum heter, you'd make a bracha. In the end of the day, you don't make a bracha, even pikuach nefesh, when you eat on Yom Kippur. We're not necessarily paskin this way, but this is the view of the Ra'ah and the Ritva. Why? Because of the tsar that a person experiences having to eat on Yom Kippur. Okay. A very fascinating ish halacha-esque idea. If he nisa nasnaf shel seichem, obviously with just an iser, this would be very difficult to understand. What the Ritva and Ra'ah are saying is that v'nisa nasnaf shel seichem, there's a certain heady, inspirational environment on Yom Kippur, a day of Chulal Hashem, right? A day which is Achas Pashana, which is different than any other day, which isn't even a Yom Tov, it's just Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabbosam. It's an opportunity for us to imitate, you know, to outstrip, you know, the credentials of Malachim, to say we're human beings and our maximal commitment to Avodas Hashem is such that we can, when we have to, and not reluctantly, but enthusiastically, suppress the physical side of our nature to focus on what is more important, our capacity for spirituality, so that when we wed the two all year round, it's not a compromise, but it is an expression, you know, of an even greater ambitious Avodas Hashem. That's what Yom Kippur is about. V'nisa mesnaf shel seichem is a kiyum. When you can't do v'nisa mesnaf shel seichem on Yom Kippur, there's an element of tsar, according to the Ra'ah and the Ritva, enough, again, that's their psak, not our psak, but the principle is the same, enough tsar that there's no call nenem v'olam hazeh below bracha harei zama. A fascinating idea. Yisuvei daite is a kiyum. And for that very reason, there's Isur Malacha on Yom Kippur that is intrinsic Isur Malacha, Kol Malacha, no Heter Ochol Nefesh, even though it isn't a day, an anniversary of Bria Sa'olam, but like V'nisa Mesnaf Shel Seichem, ceasing and desisting from Isur Malacha is the other side of its coin. It establishes man's ability, right, to disengage from the physical world, even from constructive, creative work, so that all year round, his creative, constructive work, just if there's somebody out there, Tom, we're finishing up in like 1 minute. If there's constructive, creative work to do all year round, that it's done with the matir of Kulal Hashem, rather than as a compromise or as a concession, you know, to our inability to keep that up. In that sense, being nisa mesnaf shel seichem, is the ultimate kiyum. The headiness, the inspiration of Yom Kippur, both of its Isur Malacha, Hilchos Shvisa Sasar, right? Shvisa Malacha and Shvisa Me'achila Ushtia are ultimate kiyum. The Rav used to like to quote, I'm trying to remember where the quote comes from, that somebody who used to, who made the comment about the relationship between fasting on Tisha B'Av and fasting on Yom Kippur. So again, I'm not good at these quotes, but it goes something like, Tisha B'Av, you know, what a terrible day. Such a terrible day, you couldn't eat even if you were allowed to. Right? Yom Kippur, what an inspirational day. Why would you want to eat? So the Ritva and the Ra'az, v'nisa mesnaf shel seichem, you know, the idea that eating on Yom Kippur is tsar, the idea that v'nisem is a kiyum, and of course it also generates, when you ignore it, a lav, a virtual lav, but that primarily the day of v'nisem is nafshos seichem is a day of opportunity and a day of spiritual heights, is really at the core of the Torah's presentation. It's Mikra Kodesh v'nisem ki yom ha-kippurim hu, and ultimately ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem the taher eschem mikol chatoseichem b'fnei Hashem titaru. As much as more obvious expressions of simcha are subject to kind of dialectical tension on Yom Kippur as they are in Rosh Hashanah, in the end of the day, the Yemei, year of the Fachad, of the Yom Naraim, are not estranging, but they bring to a closer relationship and to greater reliance. I always like to quote the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos' formulation of Yemei Yir of Afachad. It's a Yir of Afachad Mimenu and Kiruv and Nisa a love. And that notion, which is expressed when you reach your heights in V'nisam Snaf Shosechem, is truly what allows us to invoke the miracle of tshuva, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, not only the tshuva of kapara, but the tshuva of tahara. Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tahar eschem, michol katoseichem, the idea of titaharu, as Rabbeinu Yonah understood it. So I want to wish everybody a gemar chasima tova, and the tefilos, and the inspiration of the Yom HaTzom, the day of V'nisam Esnaf Shoseichem, everything that it implies, should catapult us, to a year of great spiritual achievement, and should also see Klal Yisrael's having a much better year than it has had, and Mir Tashem, something that will bring us closer to days of Simcha. In every respect.